Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
On its website, Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion chain, not only bills itself as the nation's leading sexual and reproductive health care provider, but also adds and advocate. It is not a minor or unimportant add-on. Yes, Planned Parenthood is the nation's biggest abortion provider, responsible for more than a quarter of all abortions in the United States. But through its various lobbying and political action groups, Planned Parenthood is also a leading player on the political and legislative fronts, helping to keep the politicians in office who thwart pro-life legislation and keep abortion legal. Yesterday and today, we're looking at a fawning story written by Karen Mitchell of The Nation, entitled The Genius of Cecile Richards. Richards is president of Planned Parenthood. Written by Karen Mitchell, it tells us a great deal about PPFA's growing political muscle and how it exploits social media. As such, it is a very useful primer into one of the key pro-abortion political actors and a reminder that pro-lifers must also use social media to its maximum potential. She notes both similarities and differences between Planned Parenthood and ACORN, which Mitchell describes as also a potent electoral force for Democrats. ACORN shut down in November of 2010 for a whole host of reasons that need not detain us here. Mitchell notes that the newly registered voters, like the ones brought in by ACORN, people of color, young voters, and unmarried women who hadn't been organized in significant numbers, were critical in making up the Democratic presidential majority in 2008. She asks, guess whom Planned Parenthood serves and whom they can activate through their political arm? Mitchell writes, there was always the sense that Planned Parenthood had extraordinary potential because of the organization's credibility earned through being there, doors open, on the ground in so many communities, being a trusted provider of really intimate medical care, says Samantha Smoot, the Planned Parenthood political and field director for the 2008 campaign. In other words, you might listen to the Sierra Club for advice on the best candidate to vote for, but the Sierra Club wasn't in your bedroom last night. Planned Parenthood sees 3 million patients a year. The group officially claims more than 6 million activists, donors, and supporters nationwide who can be contacted for political work. What's more, under the new Health Care Act, Planned Parenthood can be a Medicaid provider, which will likely increase its reach by several million. The organization's recent efforts, directed by Richards, to put information on birth control and sexually transmitted disease, and even contraception refills on its website, attract 33 million visits a year. All those clients are potential pro-choice voters and canvassers. That's where Cecile Richards' power can really be understood. As a lifelong organizer, she knows how to convert bodies into voters, into activists. One thing that Planned Parenthood developed for 2008 with a group called Catalyst was a national voter file. Mitchell describes it this way. Thanks to this tool, every woman voter in the country has a score between 1 and 100, indicating her likelihood to be pro-choice. And there is a way to reach her. It's an efficient way to mobilize pro-choice women to vote or even persuade them to canvass for Planned Parenthood-endorsed candidates. Richards intends to be no less aggressive in the 2012 campaign. Mitchell quotes Richards as saying, because we have so many supporters, we use every new technology for folks to take action from their homes, to contact their representatives, to do block walking. We have seen an explosion in social media for Planned Parenthood. Women are on social media. Women listen to other women, and they listen to Planned Parenthood. And this will be the silent majority, but it will be a majority of voters in 2012, all of whom communicate with each other with less traditional means, but through a very powerful network. Pro-lifers, we have our work cut out for us.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.